Chapter 9, A Very Urgent Call. Once Robert and David came to investigate a robbery case. The elderly owner of the house had told them what happened. Some man knocked on the door and asked the owner for permission to call. He said that he needed to make a very urgent call to a local number, and his mobile phone had a very low battery. The owner was in a good humor and let him into the house. The uninvited guest entered the room and grabbed the phone. He looked around and made sure there was no one else in the house. He decided that the old owner was harmless.
"Bring here everything valuable," he told him.
But the owner was not a coward. The black barrel of a gun was already pointed at the robber.
"Get out of my house now,"
the owner said. The robber had to leave very quickly. The police came in just 10 minutes, but, of course, he was already gone.
"Did you call the police from the phone which was used by the robber?" David asked the owner.
"Yes, I did," he confirmed.
"So the fingerprints are probably gone," David assumed.
"Well, we'll try to find him.
Describe him in detail again, and we'll write everything into the report."
Suddenly, the telephone rang. The owner exchanged glances with the police and picked it up. It was an unknown young woman.
"Good morning," she said politely.
"Can you call Charlie to the phone? He called me from this number recently."
"Did Charlie call you recently from this number?" he asked absently.
"Today the owner of the house called only the police.
It means that the robber called this woman."
Robert immediately understood what it all meant. He quickly wrote down the number, and in a few minutes they determined the woman's address and went there. Robert's guess was confirmed. The robber was there.
It turns out that having entered the house, he could not invent something better than to call his own wife. And this mistake cost him his freedom. Of course, David and his team immediately arrested the unfortunate robber.